It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, I am just so, it gets me worked up on this. You know, I know where this is going. I've been dealing with this for a long time. And I'm telling you, in the end, it's going to be everybody gets more government. You know, everybody gets more surveillance. Everybody gets more chips. Everybody, and this goes right in with this, you know, scammer fraud, you know. The cameras, we had a story a couple of weeks ago on Freedom's Phoenix to where in Great Britain they're starting to give speeding tickets using satellites. Satellites. Wow. And what are they going to have? You know, is your little ID, you know, eventually, I tell you what's eventually going to happen. It's like a bad B science fiction movie, you know? It's going to be, you're going to be able to be tracked from anywhere on the planet, everybody, with a card that's in your wallet or a chip in your hand. You don't think so? This is how it happens. This. And you'll have immigrants, they'll be begging for, please let me just stay here with my family. Oh, you want me to, okay. Well, then who else is going to get checked? We are. You don't see that? Well, let me tell you one of the benefits of having the opportunity to do a radio show and have a webpage like freedomsphoenix.com is that I get to go on record and say, Neon, I freaking told you so, will give me no pleasure. Well, one thing that we've been working on, I got in studio Sean Dow. He sat through the first hour, and I'm sure he's got something to say about something. But I'm telling you, you know, we're in a situation to where they saw this coming, too. And we've had some, you know, they made some progress. So we're going to talk this hour about what's been going on with the camera fraud thing. Now, Sean, first thing let's talk about, tell me about, you know, the petition. You guys started an initiative, you know, to stop this. So tell me, you know, how that started and where that's at.
It was January of last year. We filed the petition and we started collecting signatures. We've been working hard ever since then.
Well, I mean, you got enough signatures you're going to be turning in?
We don't reveal the number of signatures that we have. July 1st is the deadline. I'm sure we'll meet our goal of 300,000 on that date.
And when you turn that in, you say, hello, it's going to be on the ballot. Now,
Saying hello. We'll be saying goodbye, cameras.
So you have this on the ballot, and what does it say? Thou shalt not have camera fraud? I mean, what?
It says that no ticket shall be issued through a photo enforcement device. So essentially it will ban all photo enforcement, red light cameras, speed cameras, mobile cameras in the entire state of Arizona.
Okay, and you brought that. So no tickets. I mean, that's the main thing, is that you will never get. Oh, I got served again last night.
Oh, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Well, you're not supposed to answer your door for strangers.
I did. My wife did. And then the other one, my son did. But it wasn't me. I'm going, that's not me. You check off B, send a copy of your license, not me.
Wasn't you driving the vehicle?
Yeah, as far as you know.
Well, that's, about 78% of all photo radar tickets are dismissed for some reason or another, just like with Larry Fitzgerald and the 5 tickets that he got where nobody was driving his vehicle. I'm sure that was the same situation for you.
You know, my thing is that it's, let's go to court, man. I want to see how this process works. No, it wasn't me.
Well,
okay,
I mean,
now what?
Well, even if you went to court, it wouldn't matter. You wouldn't be able to defend yourself in court like you would with any other case. They've made these photo radar tickets a civil violation, which makes the burden of proof so low that you're not allowed to raise constitutional arguments.
You know, I remember when that happened. I think it was 80s, 90s. They go, oh, because we love you so much, we're going to make all these criminal traffic citations civil. We don't want to make them criminal, because then what do you get? You actually get a trial. You know, Lord heavens, Betsy, you might even get a jury. They go, no, we're going to make them civil, because the difference is not a burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. All of a sudden becomes a preponderance of the evidence. Let me tell you where the preponderance of the evidence is. We gave you a ticket. There's your preponderance. We win. So I see where this whole thing is going. And it's not just, you know, photo radar. I mean, what are they doing with these cameras?
What do you mean?
Continuous video.
Oh,
man.
The 24-hour videos recording. Well, yeah, and as we go through the contracts, each city is different. But for the most part, they're storing this 24-hour video at least 5 years long.
Oh. And what are they doing with that? Homeland Security says, we just want to know where so-and-so's been every time they come in front of our cameras?
It's funny you should mention that. One of our activists, one of our activists in Texas, Byron, the city that he's working in got so mad that they requested from the photo radar company for them to unarchive all of his video of him driving past the cameras.
Wow.
He got that through a FOIA request of the emails between the city and the photo radar company.
So tell me what's been the big news here last few days. I mean, you've been, have you even gone to bed today?
No, I've been up for a couple of days now. It's been a long one. The cameras are coming down. The statewide program is dead. The head has been lopped off the giant. We have freedom back on the freeways. We have sworn peace officers that are going to be patrolling it rather than a company for profit. We're kind of happy.
Okay, now what did they do? Tell me what happened.
Well, a letter was sent by the Department of Public Safety to Redflex, written notification as per the contract that from here on you have 30 days notice that we'll no longer be performing photo radar on our freeways. You're to take your cameras down.
And when are they coming down?
Well, that's a bit of contention right there. Redflex is trying to say that they're going to take them down July 16th, but the contract actually ends sooner than that. And then the legal battles will now start with, well, what about everybody who gets a ticket between now and the time it ends? That's unequal enforcement of the law. So we're going to be getting these cameras taken down much sooner than July.
Okay, so by July 16th, we're supposed to have the freeway cameras. Now, there's a lot of we were the first, I think, to have freeway cameras, right?
Well, we were the second. Hawaii was the first statewide program, but it only lasted about 2 weeks before the citizens revolted and started complaining and refusing to pay the tickets, and that statewide program was ended pretty quickly.
Okay, so here we had, while Janet Napolitano was governor, they started putting them on the freeways.
Well, Damn it,
Janet. You know, the one thing that happened was they put them up for a test run. We'll just have them up for a little. We're not turning them on. We're just testing it. And then all of a sudden, they started giving tickets. So, but this, how many cameras of all the cameras does that represent? That's what percentage?
It's less than 10%. We have about 48 cameras that are fixed on the freeway. The vans will not be put on the freeways. They'll just move them out to the cities. So you can't really count them as being turned off because they're just going to go to Phoenix and Glendale and Tempe, and they'll be in front of school zone near you soon. And we've got something like 480 cameras stationary through the municipality contracts.
Oh, so there's another level. So what are you going to do about that?
Hey, we're going right on through. November 2nd, everyone votes. All the cameras will come down, not just the freeway ones.
Ooh, but you got to trust in electronic voting.
Well, Photo Radar has never survived a vote. We just won another election on Tuesday. Sykesville, Maryland was the 10th city to vote on Photo Radar and the 10th city to ban them.
You know what's interesting? It's almost worth them dialing up the fraud dial and saying, oh, no, they wanted them. Pinky swear. Yeah, boy, that'll do it. Okay, so now we're in a situation where who didn't renew the contract? Who made that decision? How'd that happen?
That decision would actually probably come from the governor of Arizona. Janet Napolitano directed DPS Director Bobby Holliday to issue that formal letter.
You mean Jan Brewer?
Oh, yeah, Jan Brewer, sorry.
Okay, Jan Brewer is in, and she's been helping this crap all along anyway, but she's running for re-election.
Well, it's not re-election. She was never elected in the first place, so it can't be a re-election.
Okay, so she's running for governor. She was Secretary of State. She took over for Napolitano when she left. So now we're in a situation to where we're not renewing the contract. Okay, so they're going to take them down. It's going to be mid-July, but it's really, you know, it's 8, 9, 10% of the cameras, and they're just going to, you know, all right, fine, we'll just put them on this road here.
I look at it as a pressure valve. They want to keep the street program. They want to keep that money coming in. They're willing to sacrifice the 40 cameras on the freeway so they can keep the street.
Well, that's going to be, you know, where we have an opportunity in November to say, nay, I vote nay, assuming you're voting. You know, the one thing that I want to make sure that people understand, this is a much wider issue than just whether we're going to have freeway cameras or not. Sean has been on the air internationally since yesterday. I mean, midnight to this morning, everywhere in Europe. We're going to talk about that when we come back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Sean Dow.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, what's that mission? What's that mission? What's that mission? What's that mission? How about some freedom? Let's do a little bit of freedom. I want some more freedom. Truth, justice, and what? It used to be the American way, whatever the heck that was. You know, the thing is that we've seen the American way being the government loves us. They love us so much they want to keep track of us just to make sure we're safe and all. And you're not being, you know, rowdy for your neighbors. And they're going to, I mean, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And, you know, here in Arizona, it's whenever you got the, you know, you got a 2x4 with 50 nails in it for each state. You know which one gets hammered on by the government with their hammer? The one sticking up the most. It's always Arizona. There's a reason. Well, you know, one of the reasons is Sean Dow. Sean Dow is, well, tell us about your background. I mean, aren't you kind of a Republican or something?
No, no, no. I was never involved actively in politics until 2000 and what, the end of 2007 when I met Dr. Paul and got in on his campaign.
Republican.
He asked us to join the Republican Party and take it over and fix it and restore it to the values of the old Republican Party, the Republic, and so that's what my goal is. That's what I'm trying to do.
So how's that working out?
I'm having a lot of fun.
All right, tell us about that, because that's one thing a lot of the activists here at Freedom's Phoenix, I would say they're probably more active inside the Republican Party than they are inside the Libertarian Party, even though a lot of them, you know, they certainly describe themselves as Libertarian. But they've decided we're going to go and become precinct committeemen. We're going to go to all legislative district meetings. We're going to do all this kind of stuff. And we're having what kind of impact? Because I know a lot of you guys are in the actual meetings. You know, what kind of response are you getting from them?
Well, actually, we have our battles, of course, but we were able to get the Republican Party to pass unanimously that all Republicans will be against the use of photo radar. We got that passed last year at their state committee. We're able to use that now for any Republican who starts to come out in favor of photo radar. We immediately slap them down and say, look, you're going against the Republican Party by doing this. So, I mean, that's a start. It's probably about the only real accomplishment that we've had within the Republican Party, other than letting them know that everything that they've been doing has been wrong.
No, you guys are having fun, and I do what I can to help. But, you know, I want to get back to this camera thing. You have a lot of traffic on your site. You know, there are people all over the country that are, I mean, even across the world. I mean, so tell us, what kind of interviews and where have they been out of you been doing over the last day or two?
Oh, all over Europe, England, Germany, France, the BBC networks, radio stations have been scheduling interviews. It's a lot of fun. We take questions from people from all over the world who hate these cameras. It is absolutely amazing the absolute hatred for photo radar in even, you know, socialist type countries like England.
So it's good to see that this is a worldwide revolution. That's good. I like that. You know, what are some of the other mediums that you've been on here in America? Are you getting as much attention here as you are overseas?
Oh, sure. I mean, Fox National has been out. They sent out John F. Kennedy's son, Doug Kennedy, out here last month to deal with it, to do an interview with us. We the media has actually been interesting on how they deal with this. They still put out that these cameras are improving safety when I've never seen a camera jump off a pole and give anybody CPR. I don't know how they say that, but.
You know, when we first started, it started with red light cameras in like 2000, 2001. And I remember I still had my restaurant and a gentleman went, his name was David DeGroote, and he had a louver kind of thing that went over your license plate. And the angle that they, you can see it because the law was your license plate must be visible at 100 feet. Well, you stand 100 feet back, I can see it fine all the way until you get like right up to it. And, but it thwarted the cameras because they were up at an angle and they couldn't read the plate. Well, they freaked out. So he went to a lawyer, you know, he's advertised on television and so on, and for his device. And he went to an attorney, which happened to be Mark Victor, a good friend of mine. And he said, look, I need a lawyer opinion. He goes, it doesn't matter. You need to have a criminal citation. You need to have them come out. Then we can defend. But you can't just, I mean, my opinion don't mean anything. You know, we need to get this in court. Well, he wasn't willing to do that. He goes, look, who you need to talk to is Ernie. So the guy came to me and I said, look, you know, I'll take care of your media for you. And we'll get all taken care of. So the media comes, well, we want to interview. I go, I tell you what, this is what we'll do. We'll go down. This is Channel 15 at the time. We'll go down to the Mesa substation there that's in charge of these cameras and so on. And you have your louver on. You go down, you'll meet them. You'll meet them, the chief of police there, and one of the sergeants or whatever. And there was a city attorney that came. You have them, and he'll go with it on there. And then you can do your interview right there with them standing right there. Okay, cool. I said, make sure you take somebody with you with a video camera. So the whole time his brother is videotaping him. And he goes, what's your opinion? And the officer stands back. He goes, yeah, I can read it. He walks up. I get up right next to it. I can't read it. Now, would you give him a ticket? Yeah, he goes, okay. So he gets in the car. He drives out on the street and he comes back. Okay, give me my ticket. City attorney looked at him. And they go, yeah, it wouldn't be prudent at this juncture, okay? So they didn't give him a ticket because they were saying, because he was pointing out something. I said, watch, and you'll see in the parking lot all these officers that have pickups, they had their tailgate down for the same reason, because at angle, you can't see it. Officers know this, so they would operate with their tailgate down. They had just started coming out with vehicles. They had this little cage thing, so you get more surface area. You can put your groceries in there, a little cage thing. It comes down, and you're supposed to have your tailgate. It's made that way. So I'm going, are they illegal? You know, he goes, you mean like all those officers, their trucks right there, and the Channel 15 cameras, you know, ABC goes over. Ooh, good point, right? So they're going, no, we don't want to play. What happened? The mayor calls the mayor's office, calls the television station and says, hey, man, you sandbagged us. You tricked us. Oh, this is bad. We don't like you no more. Oh, we want to do another. I go, you had an interview with a guy at the freaking police station. You don't get any more. Yeah, but well, you're holding back. What? You're at the freaking police station. You don't get any more. And I go, David, don't do any more interviews. They got theirs. It was sweeps week. They wanted to run something. So they ran something, and it was in support of them. What happens? Every night, they have helicopters that would go over his house and shine in the helicopters. They followed his children. They did it. And finally, one night, he got so mad, he went out with a spotlight, and he just shined it at the helicopter. Oh, here comes the SWAT teams. This turned into a big thing. I said, you should just let it go, man, and go after her civilly and do it. But, you know, he just was so angry. This is how they operate. And what he found out, now think this is way before the cameras that are going on now was going on. What he uncovered in discovery is he found out that the contracts for these red light cameras that they had with the cities, part of the deal was is they had to shorten the yellow light time so they could get more red light runners, more death. More accidents. They don't care. It's not about safety. It was always about money. We knew it back then. That's why I was so hammering and supporting you guys this, because I knew what was really going on. It's not about safety. It's about revenue. It's all the king's men out there. Heck, they don't even have the king's men. You got the king's cameras out there. Heck, it's not even the king's cameras. It's some, you know, Australian company. You know, they just get their cut. They're selling us down the river every single way. So I just love when they do stuff like this to make my point. So now the people are rising up with Sean Dow in the lead, saying, no, you know, we're, you know, no, We're not going to do this. But, you know, it's a lot of people. I mean, it was just a few people. I remember when it first started, it was just people out there having fun. What we have, 4409 out there doing videos on Easter, had the Easter bunny putting big giant paper mache Easter eggs over the camera. It was on Fox News on Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly and John Stossel were talking about that one.
Yeah, and heck, John Stossel was being less freedom-oriented than O'Reilly was. What kind of world are we in, man? I was like, oh, wow, I'm dying here. So I'm going, all right. So what's the lesson in this? You know, are we going to, can the people really fight this back? Is there an unending effort on them to rule us from a satellite? I mean, you know, when we come back, we'll talk about that, because I'm interested in what the other talk show hosts and the other guests that were calling in on these shows, what were their questions? And did you have a French translator? We'll talk about it when we come back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Sean Dow from CameraFraud.com. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied. I don't need you.
Oh, I got to break free. Yeah, how'd I do that? You know, I tell you one thing.
Don't pay your ticket.
Yeah, you cut off all your leashes. You know, how do you cut off a video feed to the man? I mean, you know, oh.
Wear a monkey mask?
And oh, that was, when was that? I think it was yesterday. They had that strategic breakfast club. You know, Michael Kilsky, an attorney, he's state chair of the Libertarian Party. He represents the guy that was driving around with a monkey mask on getting all these tickets. I missed that. I don't know. We should have Michael on for that. We'll do that. Because they were making a big deal. You got a guy with a monkey mask just speeding all over around, you know, because you can't see who he is. So they got to make an example. Like, oh, we got an investigation going. So what'd they do? They did, okay. You know, we
stuck up a sting operation. They followed him. They video recorded him. They had four cops following him at all times. When if a cop had just pulled him over in the first place, they could have asked him to take the mask off.
Why? I like wearing monkey masks. So tell me what the rhetoric is coming from talk show host and the callers on other. In other countries, how are they responding to this?
Well, mostly what they're in awe of is that the Arizona residents just don't pay the tickets. They couldn't imagine fighting back that way. I mean, there they burned down the cameras. Just recently, they had over 100 cameras that were covered by people in Santa Claus outfits. It was paid for by a sport drink company, and they had their logos on all the Christmas boxes. They're doing those kinds of things. But
I want to do that. That's a good idea. You know, we did that here. I guess they got the idea from here, because yeah. I remember there's another talk show host on another network here in the Valley, one of the big talk shows. He's a good friend of mine and libertarian, you know. And he goes, all of a sudden I get a text message from him. Hey, Ernie, where'd you get the Santa suit? And I'm like, what the heck is he talking about? You know, you're making fun of my weight or something? You know, I grow a beard and lose a few pounds, I could be Santa? I mean, what was he saying here? So I just kind of, yeah, whatever, and I let it go. Later that day, I get an email from Karen Johnson, Senator Karen Johnson, and she says, oh, Ernie, I thought that was so funny, good job. And what the heck are they talking about? Then I see on Freedom's Phoenix the video of, I was several, it's probably four or five Santas that were just, you know, videotaped going up and putting Christmas presents, you know, during Christmas holiday season over the cameras. And I'm going, oh, that's a cool idea. Nobody to this day has admitted that they did it.
I don't know what that is. I've never seen it before.
You never saw it? Yeah, you lying sack of snot. You know, the thing is, you know, nobody's admitting to this one, you know. And even when they did the Easter thing, Shelton goes, hey, man, I just heard he was going to be here. I just happened to be there with the camera, man. I don't know what you're talking about. So, you know, I'm going, okay, so we're having some fun. What we found
Tempe,
out.
Tempe Police Department still says that was a crime. So, you know, we can't let Santa Claus be accused of a crime for the kids' sake. So we just don't tell who it was.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you one thing that we learned. And this Phoenix Police Department, Al Ramirez, the liaison for them. You know, I talk to him on a regular basis, and whenever we're going to do something, so we don't get shot. And I'm talking to Alan. He says, "Yeah, what they're doing, it's not a crime." You know, because what they would do is they'd go up and put little sticky notes on the glass in front, you know, of the cameras. Well, the law is that you do permanent physical damage to something, that's vandalism and whatever. And by the law, by putting a sticky note in front of it so it's inoperable, is not a crime.
No, the cameras are not listed in the manual on uniform traffic control devices. So essentially, it's no different than if you walked up to a McDonald's sign and stuck a Post-it note on it. That's not vandalism. And it's not obstruction of justice because they're not listed in the manual on uniform traffic control device.
So you can see the kind of fun we have with that knowledge. You know, I'm like, oh, that's what silly string's for, okay? So a lot of people are doing it, and you could gone violent. We could do like they're doing in Europe. And, you know, I remember years ago, before they even came an issue here in 05, 06, we were had on Freedom's Phoenix where they were putting tires around the pole. They cut a slit in the tire so they could wrap it around a pole, put three or four tires on there, light them on fire, and that's one toasted, you know, camera.
And that's something that we've been talking about on all the radio shows in Europe is, well, I have to get used to saying the word petrol instead of gasoline. They always correct me on that. But, we do it in a much better sense of humor, a nonviolent, civil disobedience where they're just flat out burning them.
You know, and I think they would rather you do that. They would want you to be violent. They'd want you to, because some guys have taken pickaxes to
it. But hold on now. How many of those people that have burned down, they've had over 200 cameras in England that have been burned. How many people have been caught by the police? None. Not a single person. So maybe they do want them to do it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the impact it has on people's psyche. I mean, it's much better to have, what did Nixon say? You know, you can have them laugh with you, but don't have them laughing at you, you know, and they're getting laughed at all the time. You know, Shelton does it really cool. He has, you know, keep an eye on the pirates so you don't have to. Well, he'll go up, and he went to Redflex. We found out where their processing center was. It was kind of a secret thing. Nobody could find out where it was. Well, a friend of mine is a postal carrier, and he delivers to him. I go, I know where they are. I go in there every day. Hey, what's up? They're right there. Yeah. So they go out. So what does Shelton do? He goes out, and he takes his video camera, and he goes up to everybody's car, and he starts recording their VIN numbers, you know, out of the windshield. And he's waiting for them to come out because he knows they're going. That was the whole point. So he's going out, and they go, hey, what are you doing? And he goes, and he swings the camera on him. Yeah, and who are you? And what's your name? So he just goes out. And once they realize they were getting punked, they're like, dang it. Man, we always get sucked into this. So he gets good video for that, and he plays it out. And once again, we have fun. And people see this civil disobedience, and it inspires them. And then they learn things like, you know, you don't just pay the ticket. You right. have to be served. Then don't answer the door. And then that wasn't me. Then, I mean, you know, it's getting to the point to where it's so much negative publicity and people are being informed and so many attorneys are challenging at so many levels that they tried to change the law here recently to where they'd have service done by off-duty policemen.
Yeah, I was talking to a Phoenix PD guy yesterday about that, and I also talked with the Maricopa County Sheriff. The Maricopa County Sheriff is refusing to deliver any of their scammer tickets. Phoenix PD didn't know anything about it, but they also didn't know that 10% of every ticket that a cop writes goes to a politician. They were very upset when they found out that every ticket they wrote funded a politician to get elected, and they said straight out, we're not writing any more tickets until they stop doing that. They give us a pay raise or we're going to stop writing tickets.
Yeah, because they have a thing here in Arizona they passed called clean elections. Of course, whatever government calls something, it's the opposite. But what they do is they have taxpayer-funded elections. You go out and get enough $5 donations or whatever. You can get for, like, mayor, governor, a couple elections ago. I mean, it was like $1.7 million they got from taxpayer. Where do they get that money? You know, it's a percentage of the camera fraud tickets. Yeah. Because that's how they get the politicians are going, well, I don't get my free money if I don't have this. So you can see it's just this incestuous relationship between the police state and the politicians. And I'm going, wow, man, if everybody just understood what was going on, who was doing it, and why, it would have an impact. Then here came camera fraud.
And you said that I was leading this thing, and I'm really not. I'm just a guy who showed up. That's all you got to do is just show up. People showed up, and the cameras are coming off the freeway. That is just absolutely, I never really expected for them to do it so quickly.
I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, it's such a good icon, you know. We've had so much fun with this. Whatever. But, you know, it's really a small percentage. I mean, we'll take the W, you know. Yeah. Got a little check mark in the win column there, but, you know, this isn't over. Because what just happened last night. Tell the people what happened last night.
The CEO of Red Flex received an award for being the most admired CEO in Arizona. For losing the biggest contract in her company's history.
Oh, recognized as the greatest, most wonderful human being on the planet by who?
The Phoenix Business Journal. Which
the Phoenix Business Journal!
Which I find a slap in the face. As a small businessman, I find this a slap in the face. How could they award somebody when the only work that they did was go out and get a government contract? When I, as a small businessman, bust my butt every day going out and giving the people of Arizona a product that they want, that they need, that they're going to come and pay me over someone else for, when all she did was go and get a government contract. That is a slap in the face to every businessman in Arizona that Phoenix Business Journal gave her that award.
Well, you know, she was in good company. Who was the other person getting an award?
Taser International, which he... Excuse me. His acceptance speech at the award ceremony was actually really funny. He said that he was happy that Red Flex was there getting award and getting protested because it was usually him that was getting protested.
Oh, yeah, strange days indeed. Strange. Well, there's a lot of things that happened last night at this award thing, too. We'll talk about that when we come back. And we're just in the middle of it. All the time. It's always busy here at freedomsphoenix.com. Here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Tank. Got more goodies for you. You stay right there. We'll be right back.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Oh, it's not Mission Impossible. It's Mission Possible. But where does it come from? You know, where does it come from? It comes from convincing legislators. You know, they don't lead, they follow. They do not do a dang thing to help to just get them elected. You know, I want to be reelected, and whatever. You know, so what happens? You have people that just go, oh, no. The people set the agenda, and then the politicians follow. Why do you think Jan Brewer, she knew there was no way in heck she was going to get reelected. Not a chance in Hades if she didn't do what she did. And then what are they going to do later? I'm sure they're going to do some communist whatever deal they made. And I'll bet you, she's got a whole bunch of campaign contributions from Red Flex.
Well, she did hire the head of Red Flex Government Affairs, Jay Heiler, as her chief of staff, her transition manager. So Jay's been in her office every day since she took office.
Oh, well, I feel so much better now.
Well, you know, they have the money and the access.
You know, what does that mean for us? I tell you what it means. They got another plan. There's going to be some deal. There's going to be some expansion. There's going to be some later we'll take care of you. Don't worry about pinky swear. You know, they're not going to let this go.
Well, if they're the ones that take down the cameras, then they can put them back anytime they want. The vote is going to happen on November 2nd. With that happening, once they vote to ban photo radar, they cannot bring them back, no matter what. Well, unless, of course, they change the Constitution.
What is it, a constitutional amendment?
It is. 2005, Ooh. They made a constitutional amendment to say that they couldn't overturn the will of the voters.
Oh, okay. No, that part. Yeah, okay. But the initiative itself is not a constitutional amendment. There's what they did is there was an initiative that they passed to decriminalize marijuana in some way. And the legislature immediately came back and just said, nuh-uh. And the people that paid gazillions of dollars to get this done, in fact, it was Sperling, which owns a billionaire that owns the University of Phoenix. So he was the money behind this. He goes, oh, yeah, SOB, guess what? Well, he did an initiative saying that you can't change initiatives, except I need three-quarter vote or something like that. Right. Well, what happened was then all these other money programs, you know, taxes on cigarettes and taxes on this and allocation of welfare, de la, whatever, they go, ooh, then we can pass initiative and they can't change it.
That's right.
Which is what they did. I mean, it's just, it's, can I say government's the problem? I mean, you know, this whole concept. Well, so here we go. We have last night, they're giving out an award. Okay, well, they, you know, they're going to be promoting this. Everybody and their grandmother that's there and involved, they're going to be having pictures on whatever. Tell us kind of the stuff that was going on.
Well, they had a bunch of small business owners that showed up for this awards banquet, and we made sure that...
Nobody booed or anything?
No, the video is online at camerafraud.com. You can watch the video and see what happened. They didn't exactly give her a warm welcome by the questions that they asked her. But all in all, I think everybody there was very courteous.
Well, I mean, you were telling me a story about one of the cameramen, the problem he had.
Well, yeah. Redflex has hired one of the most expensive, biggest professional security companies in the world to do their security. And they had plenty of guys with mics in their ears standing around the camera fraud members who were inside trying to photograph. And they were being fairly intimidating.
Well, I see here on your site, you have pictures or video up here somewhere?
Yeah, if you just click on watch the video here down at the bottom.
Down at the bottom, watch video here. Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah, go to camerafraud.com, and you'll see all kinds of goodies. You know, this is, how is this going to translate now that you're, you know, inside the system in the Republican Party? You know, how is this when this issue going to play into people running for office? Because I'll bet you, one thing they sure as heck did not want, they didn't want this hanging around their neck. And they to get rid of this, nail on the freeway, but that's just a fraction of what's really going on.
Yeah, I look at this as just a pressure valve. They're letting off some steam. They know that the Arizona residents are very upset about photo radar. They know they've been lied to. They know that they're not going to tolerate it anymore, so they want to look like they're doing something, but they don't want to give up the money that they get to run for office. So they're willing to sacrifice the freeway to keep the city programs going because that'll keep that money flowing in for them.
Wow. Okay, so now we have an election cycle coming up. Is there anybody that's going to be, you know, you're advocating for because of this issue, or they already have kind of blunted any attempt that you had for campaigns because of what they did?
Well, we have been kind of interviewing people who are running for office to see where they stand on this issue, to see if they meet the bar of constitutional freedom lover, American, you know, that kind of stuff. No, there's just not too many. They all want the money.
Well, is camera fraud going to stick around? I mean, you guys there forever and always waiting for you going to keep going after this vote to make sure? I mean, or is it after you get the law changed, you're going, we're good. We're done. We're going something else.
Oh, no, not at all. Camera fraud is spreading out all over the country. We have chapters, camera fraud chapters in Chicago and Texas and Missouri and Kansas and Tennessee, Oregon, Seattle. I mean, every state they have cameras. We have camera fraud volunteers. I'm sure that we'll focus some of our attention on freeing some of the other states from this photo surveillance program. Here in Arizona, we'll be moving on fighting whatever constitutional violations the elected officials decide to do next.
You know, one thing interesting about Chicago is the cameras there, they just want license. They don't even care who is driving. They send the ticket to the owner of the vehicle, pay up.
Yeah, Chicago as well as most of the other states. Arizona is really one of the only states that takes a picture of the driver.
And that was because you got a, that was part of our laws?
Yeah, it was part of our law that had already...
Which they want to change, I'm sure.
Yeah, our law had already been on the books when they switched it over to the civil traffic violations, where in other states those laws weren't on the books because they didn't have those civil violations.
Okay, so how's this election cycle? I haven't been paying attention. I'm busy with other stuff. In June, I'll start looking at whatever, and we'll fill in. We'll have some fun. But, you know, how's it shaping up?
It's going to be very interesting. Photo radar is going to be one of the major topics. Whether or not they're for photo radar or against is going to decide on whether they get elected or not. We're seeing this in other states.
You believe what they say? Seriously? How many times have you had legislators go pinky swear, put something up, and while you're standing there...
Well, you're assuming that I'm planning on voting for an incumbent. I'm talking about new elected people. Nah, I say, when in doubt, vote them out.
Okay, go ahead and tell some of those stories where you have legislators that would actually put a bill and say, oh, yeah, I'm your buddy, and you're standing there. What happens?
Well, let's use Frank Antonori, for example. Senator Frank Antonori from down in Tucson area. I went into his office. I presented him with a bill to increase yellow light times. Now, this is the same bill that we pushed in Georgia and Ohio that has passed. They increased the yellow light times to 1 second above what federal standard is. Accident rates dropped to nothing. There are no more accidents at the intersections where they did this, which was all over the state. So I took this wording to him, very simple bill language. It had already been passed in two states. And I said, Senator, please pass this. He looked at it. He said, yes, he tried. He wrote up a bill that was completely different. And then he gutted all the good stuff out of the bill. Why did he do such a thing? Because he says the Red Flex Mafia got to him.
And your response is what? Oh, then it's okay?
You were elected by us, not the Red Flex Mafia. You're supposed to do what we want, not what Red Flex tells you. Why are our legislatures listening to a private foreign company? You got a company from Australia who is rewriting Arizona laws. Arizonans should be disgusted by this.
Well, you also had a situation. You're down at the legislature, and there was a little negotiation going on right in front of you as you're standing there. Tell that story.
Thayer Vashour, who is now running for state attorney general, he was meeting with a Red Flex lobbyist. This lobbyist asked him to pull a bill that would have hurt the photo radar industry. Thayer said that he couldn't, that his constituents hated photo radar, that he couldn't do that. He wasn't even going to be there because he had a root canal that needed to be done. And the Red Flex lobbyists offered to drive him to the dentist, to bring a dentist down to the Capitol for him, whatever it would take to get him to pull that bill. Then Thayer got into the Red Flex guy's vehicle, drove off, came back a few minutes later and pulled the photo radar bill that would have hurt the industry.
And you expected something. Yes, you did. You expected something different. You guys are new to this. See, I tell you, I've been doing this since the late 80s, and I know how these guys, are they lips moving, lying, okay? So they will do any and everything, and it's just, you know, that's just how they are. So when they go down and, well, they said, oh, he's a good, he said, well, he came to our meeting and he said, and I go, it doesn't matter.
I am learning that this last session, legislative cycle that we just went through, I watched as legislator after legislator said, I hate photo radar and I vote aye to expand it. They give these speeches about how they hate photo radar and then they turn around and vote exactly the opposite of what they just said.
So what's the solution?
Put in somebody who doesn't answer to lobbyists, but answers to the elected base.
Eliminate the power, and you're not going to worry about it. You know, but if you're going to have this government thing, at least we go out there advocating for, I don't know, can I have some freedom? Yeah, you know, that's it's negotiable. You know, you got more money than the other guys that want to take away your freedom? Is that how it works? Or do you get onto the streets? Well, I remember you guys have sine waves. You'd have hundreds of people show up, and they have to go to different overpasses to have room to hold up a sign. You know, and the people are honking and going crazy. It's been a lot of fun, and it's not over. You know, this is just the beginning. You know, this is just cameras coming down, yeah, on the freeway. Now, good start. You know, this isn't over. This isn't over because the mentality isn't done. And this whole we're going to rule you and surveil you and big brother you. And, oh, by the way, you don't mind if I make some cash on the deal? Well, I mind. Good job, Sean.
Thank you, brother.
We'll be right back on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, next week. We'll talk to you then.